Wellington letter recently, and they were commenting that there may be between 8 and 10 million homes that will eventually be foreclosed on, simply because people, even though they have good credit, when they find out that they're paying on a mortgage that's on a home that's not worth anywhere near what the mortgage is, they're just going to walk away. And with that, of course, will come the requirement for the companies that have written the derivatives to pay off. And a lot of these companies really don't have the trillions of dollars that are involved in covering for all the collateralized debt obligations. So they're eventually going to go bad before this is over. Give me your impression of what's going on, Bob.
Well, we predicted this 3.5 years ago, and unfortunately it's come to pass. I believe that what Wall Street and the banks and the federal government are trying to do, along with the business sector in general, is to make people believe that a bottom or a recovery is a year and a half or so away. And, of course, that's not true. But they have to do that in order to not let the public know what's going on, because if the public knew the truth, then the economy would be in even worse state than it is. So they think it's justified to lie to them. I believe that there will be no recovery in the economy or in real estate for at least 5 to 10 years. It's going to take that long for all of these banks, brokerage firms, investment banking firms, corporations. It's going to take them that long to work off all of these losses that they've taken and reassemble their balance sheets and fatten them up, so to speak, again. Now, if we have continued hyperinflation and we end up having a deflation 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, then that figure could be 20 years. And so my take is it's going to take an awful lot longer than what people are being told. I saw one economist come out over the weekend. I was reading the Harry Schultz letter. Harry and I exchanged letters. And the economist said that they thought it would be 10 years. And I agree with that, and I think it's going to be worse. And another thing, too, is that the Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz used to be head of the economics department at the World Bank, has been saying that it's going to take a lot of years to straighten this thing out. And he laid the blame for all of this where it belongs, at the foot of the Federal Reserve and Alan Greenspan.
And of course, I think people have to understand the purpose, the reason that they created the Federal Reserve back in 1913 was to stabilize the American dollar, to preserve the value of our dollar. And they've done exactly the opposite. They've enriched themselves. They've lied to the American people. Right now, they're in the process of protecting Wall Street and destroying the dollar, which means the destruction of the savings, the life savings of really countless millions of American people. And most people have no idea what's going on. We're going to be back here in a moment with Bob Chapin from the International Forecaster as we explore what's going on and some of the new developments that have come up here in this last week.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and they are our guest this afternoon, Bob Schaffner, the International Forecaster. We're talking about what's really going on. And, of course, if you're following General Motors having a terrible time. In fact, some of the rating companies are even talking about lowering the ratings on their bonds, making it more expensive for them to borrow money because they're having so much money with GMAC. That's the borrowing company. That's where they lend money. And because a lot of people have borrowed money, but they don't want to pay it back again. Well, some of them can't pay it back. I mean, the good times are over, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting increasingly difficult to get loans. Certainly, many of our big box stores or chain stores are marking things down remarkably just to get people in. They've got to get people in. They've got, of course, to maintain their base. And some of the stores are laying off more and more people. They're closing their stores. I mean, the economy is not good. You pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, I think, you know, we've got 71% of the economy was based upon consumption by the average American. And that peg has probably fallen back to 70.5%. And I see it returning to the long-term norm of 64.5%. And if it does, then we're in a very, very bad recession. And, you know, the figures that you get on consumption have to be from private parties. And you have to know where they're getting them from and what their track record is as far as, you know, being honest about their figures. And but we're seeing a drop in consumption at the retail level. We've been seeing that actually since last November, and of course we've in November Walmart went to 30%, 40%, 50% sales prices long before Christmas just to move their inventory, and the same thing is now happening perpetually. They've got to move their inventory. And there's another thing come to fore, as well as exports to the United States are falling, not precipitously, but they're falling. And one of the reasons is a reduction in consumption, but also foreign goods are anywhere between 10 and 20% more expensive than they were just 6 months ago. And, of course, that's very inflationary for the United States. And most people overlook that. And so consumption, I believe, will continue to fall, particularly as unemployment increases and people come under more stress, some of the stress that you just mentioned, Stan, which is the people realizing that their home's worth substantially less than what they paid for them, and deciding that, you know, I'm paying a note for $300,000 home, and the home's worth $250,000. It's hardly worth my while to continue to do that. And so, yes, they are walking away, and 10 million homes will eventually be abandoned, and it's going to cost the American taxpayer, you and I, it's going to cost probably somewhere around $2 trillion when all is said and done, not only with the real estate and the homeowners, but all of the people who bought all of those structured investment vehicles and CDOs and all of that sort of thing. And that's part of what's going to extend over a number of years. And we had the SEC a week ago tell companies that were reporting, just give it your best estimate. They were telling them to cook the books. You know, what kind of a regulatory agency is this?
Well, they don't dare have them tell the truth, because if they did, many of our financial institutions would be insolvent. Certainly they're planning on a couple of hundred banks going down here in the near future. The FDIC realizes what's going to happen. They've realized what's going to happen in Washington, D.C. The one thing is they don't want the American people to know and to panic. Now, Bob, what's happening to stock markets throughout the world? What's happening in China and India and in Russia and these other countries?
Well, China and India in that part of the world, the markets have come down anywhere between 20% and 50% approximately. And so they finally had a pretty good correction. In Europe, they're under their highs, and they're acting relatively the same as the U.S. market is, and will probably continue to do so by, you know, following the U.S. market. And, you know, you can tell every day basically what the U.S. market's going to do just by looking at the foreign markets, because the working group in financial markets manipulates foreign markets as well. And so they set things up ahead of time for the U.S. market. But anyway, I wouldn't be a investor in the stock market. The only exception would be gold and silver and oil and gas shares. Other than that, I wouldn't be there. And even in bonds, I wouldn't buy dollar-denominated bonds. I would buy Swiss franc government-denominated bonds. And you really, generally speaking, for the most part, want to be out of the dollar-denominated assets. You know, even if we have, let's assume that they cut interest rates a quarter of a point here this week. And let's assume that they probably won't be cutting any more again soon. And that means that interest rates will start to move back up again. Real interest rates. Even though the Fed doesn't move interest rates back up, others will bid money and bonds to a level that will reflect higher yields. And that is going to come. And, of course, that's not very good for the stock market. And not good for the bond market, for that matter, either. In fact, the bond market has just had a very stiff correction here. But I think what they're trying to do is to hold the market in the Dow between 11,600 and 1,300 between now and the election. And once that's over with, I think they'll let it go down.
Well, now, what's going to gold and silver? They've knocked them down about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and gold is up a little bit today, almost to 900, and silver was up a little bit today, but not very much, not quite to 17. Suddenly, are they going to knock it down further? Do you think that's going to come back up? Because the only real security in the world is gold. It's the only thing that has real value. Silver certainly can be both monetary and industrial metal, but there's a shortage of silver, and yet the price is going down, which doesn't make sense unless it's all being manipulated by the people who manipulate all the commodity markets.
Well,
so what is going to happen to
gold? Gold is down from its high approximately $150, and that's a nominal correction. And so that's good enough. The working group in financial markets, in conjunction with others, have knocked the market down, and they have accomplished what they wanted to accomplish, and that was not allow gold to go higher, to say, to 1,100 or 200, and they've broken the momentum temporarily for gold. And they did a lot of bullion selling to do it, or leasing, which is tantamount to the same thing. Gold is in a long-term bull market along with silver. And you just use opportunities like this to buy. And it's not only in the bullion and the coins, but also in the shares. And some of the shares, you take Agnico Eagle, which was $82 a share. To my money, it's the best stock out there. It's $61 a share. That's all in the space of 2 weeks. And that's not normal. And so I think that's good buy. It's good company. And so I think what people should be considering here, because we are in a long-term bull market, that they should be buyers. And in 3 or 6 months, gold would be back up over 1,000. And they'll probably do very, very well. Not only in the short term, but the long term as well.
Well, the thing is, is there anybody out there who's buying gold? Certainly, I mean, every country out there that wants to protect its monetary base should be buying gold and divesting themselves of dollars. But it seems that there's sort of a devil's bargain there between our leaders and the leaders of the other countries, that nobody's going to be really stocking up on gold, which is they should be if they want to protect their own industrial and financial base. Is anybody buying gold? The big companies, all we hear about is the European Union selling gold and the IMF selling gold, and as if it is of no earthly use. But obviously somebody's buying that when they sell 50 tons of gold. Somebody's actually picking that up on the other end.
Right, and they'll continue to be sellers, the central banks, because they're all in this together. And they'll be sellers until they don't have any left. How much do they have left? I don't know, because they won't tell you. What's my guess? Probably 5,000 tons, if they've got that much. And so their ability to affect the market as time goes on and as they sell into the market from time to time becomes less and less and less. And sooner or later, they're going to be out.
But of course, the question
and
is,
this bull market's going to last a long time, because gold goes up not only when you have inflation, but it also holds its own and sometimes goes up when you have deflation.
But of course, who is buying it? I mean, somebody is selling, 50 tons of gold. Somebody's buying 50 tons of gold. I mean, for every seller, there's a buyer, and somebody is accumulating gold. Do we have any idea who that is?
Well, I think some of the nations are accumulating. Russia and China and others, and but I think there's private buyers all over the world, particularly in Asia.
Okay, hold up, Bob. We'll be right back in just a moment. Bob Chapin, welcome your calls here at Genesis.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information, on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Food & Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, April 28, 2008. Gold, 888-60-ounce full coins can be purchased for $914.53, $450.50 for half, $225.25 for quarter. That's $914.43, $450.30, and $225.25. Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this evening Sydney is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Well, you know, there are so many things really coming together at the present time. People have referred to what's going on as the perfect financial storm or the financial tsunami. Suddenly we see the price of oil going up. That impacts on everything. It certainly impacts upon the price of any goods that are delivered by diesel. It impacts on the airlines, which are having real financial problems, and many of them are going to be losing money this year. It's certainly going to impact certainly on the things you buy in your local store. And, of course, it's going to impact on farm goods, too, because most of the farm vehicles are diesel. And so, basically, we're seeing the potential for as the price of oil and gasoline and diesel fuel go up, this is going to, of course, begin to slow the economy as well. And then, of course, there's a very real possibility we're going to war with Iran. If we go to war with Iran and the Iranians strike back, and they could certainly drive the price of gold up, pardon me, the price of oil up to a couple of $100 a barrel. What are your thoughts on that, Bob? Is that a real thing that we ought to be worried about?
Well, the market thinks so. That's why it's selling where it is. And, you know, a lot of it's speculation, and that's what markets are all about. If they don't like the speculation, well, tell them to stop having a futures market, because you're always going to have it. Probably half the players in the futures market today are speculators of one type or another. And so we're going to continue to have them speculate based upon what you just said. I mean, you know, in England, we're looking at diesel around $10.10 a gallon, and gasoline around $9.20. And in France, we're looking at 1.41 per liter, which is 8.62 for diesel, and gasoline is only a half a dollar cheaper. So things are difficult everywhere. Americans don't realize how fortunate they are not to have the heavy taxation that Europeans do on the use of gasoline and diesel fuel. And I would suspect that the price of oil is going to continue to go higher. We projected 120 as a fair price, and that's where it's been recently. And any kind of a move in Kosovo or Iran or Syria or Libya or Lebanon, Turkey, any sort of a move, you'd quickly be looking at $200.
Well,
and so there's, you know, as long as we have the kind of administration that we have in Washington, we are going to continue to have high commodity prices. And that means that if Mr. McCain were to become president, you can be assured the prices would continue to go up.
Well,
about the other two and the other party, I don't know. It remains to be seen, but that's what we're looking at, and it's not going to get better.
Well, you know, I think that one of the things that people really don't understand is that inflation is not rising prices, it's increasing the money supply. And America's been exporting its inflation to other countries for, you know, probably 15 or 20 years or more. And all of these countries are loaded down with money. It's American dollars, you know, which really have no value and no backing at all, other than the integrity and the honesty of George W. Bush. And, Chris, this is really one of the reasons why the price of food is going up throughout the world. This is one reason why the price of products in every country is going up, simply because we've been flooding the world with money, artificial money, fiat money, and there's no instance, of course, where you've done this, where, of course, the whole system hasn't collapsed in the past. It was simply individual countries. I think what we're looking at really is the potential for a worldwide economic contraction and collapse. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, I share that, and that's why for the last 4-5 years the dollar has gone down against the USDX major currencies. There's six others that USDX pits the dollar against, and as they're weighted, and that's come down some 45%, probably come down another 20 or 25, for a total of 60, 65, 70% somewhere in there.
And that means,
you know,
the value of people's life savings is devalued by 60 to 70%. People don't understand what happens. And as Lenin had said, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency, and not one person in a minute will know what's happening. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bob. I think our number, 1-800-259-5791.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and
and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Bob Chapin. Bob, before we go on, we've got Rich calling us from Green Bay, Wisconsin. We'll be taking his call, but before we do that, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get a copy of the International Forecaster and possibly subscribe, because I will tell you, I get this, and I look forward to getting it. It comes to you about 25 pages twice a week. And, of course, it's invaluable. So go ahead, Bob.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and it runs about 30 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well. If you'd like to email us, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. International_forecaster, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R, at Y-A-H-O-O.com. If you'd like to go look at our site, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster.com. You can get a free introductory copy there, or you can call for a copy at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Rich, who's calling us from Green Bay. Is that Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Correct.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, I've got a couple things here that, I got an 87 Cutlass that's, at 80,000 miles on it, that's considered mint condition. Would it be a good idea to sell that thing now and put it into gold? And one other thing, would it be anything prudent to borrow from a life insurance, which probably won't be worth nothing in 10 years, to put that into gold?
All right, those are very, very good questions. Let's start out with the second one. What about borrowing from a life insurance policy and putting it into gold? What do you think, Bob?
Well, it depends upon your situation, your age, if you have children, if you're married, and so on. if you have enough assets to cover emergencies, yes, you can borrow from your life insurance policy. I would consider that. This kind of a question, this particular aspect, is difficult to answer on the radio because there are, you know, other mitigating factors that enter into it. But generally speaking, the answer is yes if you're good and solvent. As far as the car is concerned, I don't see it appreciating all over the next 5 or 10 years because the market for collectibles will go down in value, all kinds of collectibles, whether it's high-priced art or vintage automobiles. So, and you've always got to find a buyer for those things. So I would be a seller, and I would put that into gold and silver.
Okay. Does that answer your questions?
Yes, it does. I appreciate
Are you married? Do you have children?
Yes, I am. I'm 52 years old. I'm married, and I have one child.
All right, but is that child able to look after themselves? Or?
No, he's only 7 years old.
All right, I think, I agree with Bob. You just want to make sure that maybe you ought to have some take out a term policy. Borrowing your long one, take out a term policy. They're not that expensive.
I agree with that. You might replace the diminishment in a life or a universal life policy by taking out a term policy, say, for 15 years.
Okay.
Okay, because what you want is just somebody to look after your wife, or money to look after your wife. On the other hand, the money in that insurance and that insurance policy, long-term, regular insurance, probably be pretty much valueless 10 years from now. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Rich. And let's go. Our telephone number again is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And there's so many people out there that have got problems. I mean, they just don't know quite what to do. But at least they're aware of the fact that the value of our currency is being destroyed, the value of insurance policies, of CDs, of bonds. Certainly it was Ludwig von Mises who said that bonds are certificates of guaranteed confiscation. Bonds are certificates of guaranteed confiscation. Why? Because as the money is destroyed, that money in bonds is simply dissipated and destroyed. And that's why you have to be in something that is a fixed value at this time of the economic cycle. There are other times when it's worthwhile borrowing and going out on a limb. Boy, you sure don't want to be out on a limb right now because there are always hundreds of people there with chainsaws waiting to cut it right off. And you know what's going to happen when they cut the limb that you're on off. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Bob Chapman. And already an awful lot of people have lost their jobs or had to take lower-paying jobs, haven't they, Bob?
Well, they certainly have, and it's one of the great tragedies of our country. And the blame is squarely on our government, our Congress, corporate America, particularly the international corporations. It's dreadful what they've done to the American people and the American worker. They virtually destroy the underpinnings of our society with free trade and globalization, offshoring and outsourcing. And it continues unabated. And I read something, if you noticed, in Sandy's issue about over in India now. They're having people collect debt, and their cost for doing so is about 20% of what it would be in the United States. And, you know, I don't know where this is all going to end.
Well, I think that, of course, what they're going to do, in my estimation, is lower the living standards of the American people, impoverish the American people, wipe out the middle class, and build up, of course, the economy in the other countries. And those people are allowed to live because there is a population control agenda. Those people are allowed to live will, of course, just eke out an existence throughout the world.
Well, I wrote an article in 1967 exactly as to what's happening right now in the free trade and globalization. Of course, it wasn't called that in those days. And unfortunately, it's come to pass. It's the only way that they could destroy the country and bring it to its knees economically and financially, forcing people, hopefully, from an Illuminist point of view, to accept world government. And that's what's been going on, and people just don't want to hear it.
Well, that's all right. Our job is to tell the truth. If people want to hear it, they'll hear it. If they don't want to hear it, why, a lot of them are going to lose everything they've worked their whole life for. We've got LJ calling from Louisiana. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir, I do. The question is, I have some cash in the bank, and I was wondering, should I leave that land in a savings account, or should I put it in gold?
That's an easy
one.
First
of all,
go ahead, Bob.
It depends upon your general financial situation. You know, you need money for emergencies. I tell people to have $5,000 or $10,000 in cash in your safe at home, and in small bills in case the bank closes. You never keep more than $100,000 in an account at the bank because you're not insured for over $100,000. And it may come a time, and I expect over the next 3 years that 150 to 300 banks are going to go under. You don't know how long it'll take you to get your money. So if you had $40,000 in the bank, you know, it could take you 3 or 4 months to get it, or maybe longer, or maybe you'd get it, you know, very quickly in a month or so. But we don't know. In the meantime, the value of the dollar is going to continue to go down over a period of time, and the value of gold and silver are going to continue to go up. So I think it would be prudent to take some of your funds and buy gold and silver related assets.
And I think this is a pretty good time. Gold is down, silver is down, and I think they're just waiting to take off. But we're just going to have to wait and see. Remember, we're not financial advisors, but I sure wouldn't have an awful lot of money sitting in a bank today.
Yeah, well, I've been concerned about it, and I've been watching what's going on in Washington, D.C., and I understand where you guys are coming from, and y'all are right on.
God bless, and thanks very much, LG. And I want you to tell everybody there in Louisiana to listen to our program, because we need to get this word out.
You know, the only problem is, you know, everybody is interested, but very few have shortwave radios.
Well, then, of course, they can get us on the Internet. They can get us on satellite. Yeah. They can get an inexpensive satellite dish. Or, of course, we do have, I don't know whether we have any regular radio outlets there in Louisiana. Anyway, we just picked up 7 new stations, so we're just hoping that we'll get into Louisiana. But remember, if they don't have shortwave, they can get inexpensive shortwave radios through my ministry, and we're going to be offering a new one at $49.95. That'll pick up at least some of our programming, not all of them. It's really more for emergency with a crank and a solar panel on it.
Right.
But, of course, the satellite is an excellent means, or Internet. An awful lot of people have Internet. They can go to RadioLiberty.com and listen to us 9 hours a day, and they won't get much accomplished, though.
I'm not online. I'm kind of afraid of that. I shy away from
Well, I don't blame you at all. Well, I'm glad you're listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, and again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, LJ is exactly right. Money is going to lose value. It's really not going to lose. It's going to lose value because, of course, they're printing more and more of it, and it has less value. This is what always happens in an inflationary spiral. And that's just this process of debauching the currency that Lenin was so well aware of, and our leaders are well aware of today. And, of course, what they're doing is they're simply writing off the debt by inflating it away. And all those people who are foolish enough to hold bonds on our debt are simply, every single day, they're losing part of the value of their current, their holdings. Well, Bob, certainly, when do you think that we may very well get a recovery in gold and silver? Do you think it'll be a month? Do you think it'll be 3 to 6 months? What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, this is the second time we've tested these low areas here, and it seems to be holding. We could test it 3 or 4 times, but I think gold is going to continue to build a base here and could easily trade up to the 950-60 area during May and June. And we may get a shot at over 1,000 during the summer, but we certainly will get a shot in the fall. You know, if something untoward happens, if there's any extension of warfare by the United States, anywhere in the world, I would suspect that gold would take off, as well as oil and other commodities. And, you know, they even include steel now. Letters went out yesterday, Friday, to steel users like General Motors, et cetera. $250 a ton surcharge because the price of steel is now moving upwards. So it's going to continue, and prices are going to go higher and higher.
What do you make of this rice shortage? Is this really a rice shortage? Is this simply a reflection of the rising price of rice created by speculators? And what part do speculators play in, you know, in so much of what's going on today?
Well, they own about half of the contracts, so they are a major factor. And I think that the speculator, will always be with us. Are they pushing prices up? They certainly are. Can we stop them? No. Prices wouldn't be run up if people were willing to stay in financial assets. People nowadays are going into natural resources and gold and silver, platinum and palladium. And it's going to continue, because anybody who can read economic history knows it's a safe place to be during an inflationary environment, and with gold during deflation as well. And so, you know, you can't stop the markets from happening. And the United States government tries to, but over the intermediate to long term, they can't be successful. Markets are too big. I mean, you just look at the currency markets. Over $3 trillion a day is traded. I mean, they might be able to affect the currency market with the help of other central banks for 2 or 3 days. That's it. And so the price of commodities will keep on going up until they don't go up anymore. Now, I know that's a silly answer, but it's not. And nobody knows where that top is. And I don't think it's anywhere near close. I think commodities are going substantially higher. Why shouldn't they? Inflation's 12.38%. By the end of the year, it'll be between 15% and 20%. The Federal Reserve continues to increase money and credit between 17% and 18%. Interest rates came down from 5.25%, probably to 2%. What do they expect? And worse yet, all the other central banks are doing the same thing.
Well, I think your appraisal of what's going on is really very accurate. There are two things they can do. They can raise interest rates and limit credit and save the dollar, or they can lower interest rates, expand the money supply, and save the financial system. And they've simply decided to save their friends on Wall Street and in the financial markets and sacrifice the dollar, which means they're sacrificing the life earnings of course, the people of this nation. And, of course, this will only mean that our middle class will be wiped out and our people will be impoverished.
Well, we're fast on that way. And you know, everybody knows that. Maybe the upper middle class and some of the middle class aren't getting stung so much so far. But if you're poor or near poor, you're hurting. And it's not going to get better unless you get really lucky. You know, if you live in an area and the jobs have been not so hot to get, and all of a sudden some company moves in and hires 15,000 people in a relatively small town, say of 200,000 people, 300,000 people, then you're lucky. But in this environment, things like that aren't going to happen. And if they do happen, they're going to be very unusual. And so things are going to continue to be extremely difficult.
And if I'm just talking to my friends back in Greenville, South Carolina there, and Greenville has certainly gone through every one of the dips in the economy over the last 20 years, done so well, and suddenly there's nothing going on there other than the BMW plant expanding. Everything is dead. Real estate is not moving. Industry is not moving. Building is grinding to a stop. People are afraid to go ahead and put in more in the way of shopping centers. Things are overbuilt there. There are too many offices, and of course, more and more empty offices. A lot of people, of course, bought offices and, of course, expected to get an income from their people who are renting from them. to pay off the loan, the monthly payments on the loan. Suddenly they're not getting that money in, and I think we're going to see more and more of the commercial real estate and shopping development centers going into foreclosure. Our guest has been Bob Chapman. Once again, the telephone number to call, Bob?
800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
God bless, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks so very much for everything you do. Bye-bye.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now, to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind you Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported and costs a lot to be on the shortwave and to be on the Internet and satellite. We buy radio time all across America. Quite frankly, we do need your help, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you do that simply by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, are you ready prepared if there were a major accident, nuclear, biological, chemical warfare? What would you do? Would you get out and start running around, pulling your hair out? No, you need to be prepared to certainly stay in your home and know what to do. And that's why we have the video. We carry the video at a special reduced price called Sheltering in Place, and they put this together, gives you a real good idea of what you should be doing if there is a nuclear, chemical, or biological attack. And start thinking about it now, because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it is not improbable. They're making all sorts of shelters for the elite and the ruling class, and none for the people, because there are too many of you out there anyway, and there's no money to pay your Social Security and Medicare that they've stolen, and they know an awful lot they're going to be angry, but of course, if you're 6 feet under, you're not going to have an opportunity to object to what they plan in the future. So what you need to do, let me suggest, the video, the DVD, it's called Sheltering in Place, and then we have another four-tape set on civil defense. We carry a book called Making the Best of Basics. What do you do if there's no, if you don't have, you know, your stove, your electric stove, your gas stove? I mean, how do you begin to prepare meals? What do you do if you have wheat, something like that? And then, of course, we have a nuclear war survival skills. I mean, these books are available from Radio Liberty, the four-tape set, the DVD, Sheltering in Place. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, have you laid in your supply of emergency foods? And if you haven't, I mean, don't put it off. We never know when it's going to be too late. And so, certainly, if you'd like to get a free catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. We'll send you our health catalog. We'll send you our emergency food catalog. We'll send you our regular catalog. You can go up on the internet to radioliberty.com and look there. But you can also, of course, go to our website. You can also give us a call, and we'll be glad to send you the catalogs. And certainly, we think Ready Reserve does a great job, and those foods will last 10, 15 years if you just keep in a cool place. And certainly, if you buy them through Radio Liberty, it'll certainly help us. And then, of course, do you have a water filtration unit? Do you have a big Berkey or Berkey Light unit? Do you know how to store water? And, of course, you need to have barrels that are available in our emergency food catalog. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. What does the future hold? Well, you need to see my talk on the planned police state. Comes with an excellent syllabus. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, because basically there is a secret out there that's been suppressed for 5,000 years, and we're going to tell you what the secret is, and of course what you must understand about the significance. We are involved in a spiritual battle, and there really is another dimension. There's a spiritual dimension, and nobody's talking about it. Most of our ministers won't talk about it. Oh, they'll tell you there's supernatural as far as the Christian faith is concerned, and there really is. But there are also people from the other side, and that is the side that would enslave us all and destroy humanity. And they're working with the supernatural as well. And certainly the material we have a four-tape set on the supernatural and a book written by a medium. Her name was Joanna Michelson. Incidentally, she'll be our guest at our October 26th meeting. And put that aside, if you can possibly get out here, we'll have Dr. Blaylock, Joanna Michelson. We're going to have a great lineup. But you want to get her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. You want to get a four-tape set on the supernatural. You want to get the book on satanic crimes and the four-tape set that goes with that. You want to get the book Hostage to the Devil. And, of course, the four-tape set that goes with that by Malachi Martin. Certainly, you want to get the material we have from William Kennedy, certainly his book. Satanic crimes is so important. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at.